Jazakallah khairan, Shaykh. As we are mentioning fidya or sacrifice, let's take Shabbat's second question about, she said, ad-dam. After Hajj, we have to, rephrase just her question, we have to give them or make the sacrifice, but when? And we'll try to expand more on this. What are the types of this dam and when to do that?
It's funny though, while performing Umrah or Hajj, you would just hear the word dam millions of times. If a person laughs, if a person is sad, if a person happens to take a shower or changes his ihram clothes or anything, that somebody would tell him, oh, you have to offer a dam. What's dam? The performance of Hajj or Umrah is a very simple and easy process. You need to prepare for it by reading, by educating yourself, by following the right imam, by preparing yourself mentally for the journey and understand that it's not a burden. It's a spiritual journey before being a physical journey. Dam is blood. And it varies from a blood to another. People normally mention dam whenever there is a ransom or there is an expiation. So there is something called Hajj. And Hajj includes offering dam, sacrificing an animal. Al-Hajj is mandatory upon a person who is performing Hajj al-Quran or Hajj al-Tamattu. Okay? Who is performing both Umrah and Hajj during the months of Hajj, which is Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, and the first 10, of course, of the month of Dhul-Hijj. When it begins its time on the 10th, right after the day of Arafah, when people are ready now to go back to Mina and throw the stones and do tahallul, shave or shorten their hair, they offer their sacrifice, which is known as Al-Hajj. Al-Hajj is treated exactly like Al-Udhiyah of the Eid, where a person will be slaughtered and will be distributed similar to the Udhiyah. So you give one third of it in a charity, and you give gifts of one third of it, and you may maintain or preserve one third of it for yourself and family to eat from it. And this is a sunnah. If you want to give it all away, that's fine. But the fidya is different. The fidya is a penalty or a ransom. You slaughter a sheep, perhaps, to make up a mistake or a wajib that you missed, such as not throwing the stones, such as not performing tawaful, such as not making the ihram from the appointed place after it, for instance, or from Jeddah airport while you were coming from another area. The fidya is treated differently than the Hajj. Number one, this fidya or this animal, the sheep, whenever it's slaughtered, it should be slaughtered and distributed among the poor, and you do not have the right to taste it because it's not Hajj nor Udhiyah. It's a fidya. The scholar said that the fidya should be slaughtered at the place of the violation. So if you did not spend the night in Mina during the nights of Mina, then you should slaughter your fidya there to make up that violation. If you did not throw the stones, you do it there. If you skip tawaf al-wada, then you slaughter the fidya and to be distributed in Mecca and so on. And remember that you do not eat anything out of it. There is another thing that where people tend to offer also al-udhiyah, where they don't have to if they're offering the head. But I want to, and I have, I'm financially capable. That's fine. Some people would like to give a sacrifice or a gift or a way or a mean of giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I have been blessed for coming here. So I want to give extra. That's perfectly fine as well.
Okay, Jazakallah khairan, Shaykh. So it's basically, let's try to summarize it. Al-Hadi, which is the sacrifice, is just like the Udhiyah of Eid al-Adha.
Yeah.
The second one, say it is the expiation, or which is as an expiation for if you miss
a ransom.
If you miss a wajib and mandatory act during the Hajj or the Umrah. And the third one is going to be if you want to offer something from yourself. Or if you are making Hajj, you don't have to make the Udhiyah, but you still want to make it for the sake of
Allah. And the fidya varies. The size of the fidya varies. Sometimes it is like skipping a wajib and not throwing the stones or not performing tawaf al-wada'. You slaughter a sheep, and that should be sufficient. But there is a bigger problem. Whenever a person embraces his wife sexually, and they have an intercourse while they sit in ihram, their entire Hajj is invalid. And they have, if they all agreed, and they she agreed with him and she did that willingly, then each one of them would offer a fidya, and the fidya in this case is going to be much bigger than a sheep, a camel, a whole camel. And they still owe another Hajj to make up for this messed up Hajj and violated Hajj. Not only that, they should go on in the same ceremonies of the same Hajj until it is done. Just to be very careful with that, if a person is in a state of ihram and is having his or her spouse with him, they should understand that the biggest violation which cannot be corrected ever during ihram is embracing your wife sexually during, and I mean having a complete intercourse.
So one should watch out.
Correct.
Be away from these things.